You are listening to the Element Style Lessons in Gaming PlayStation Podcast, where your news is raw, uncut, uncensored, and the world of opinionated fanboys is severely shot down. So do enjoy the show.
Oh my god, how can your console be better than mine? Your console doesn't even have games. I do not like that game because it's on your console. Blah.
Welcome to another, I guess, bonus or side featurette episode of Lessons in Gaming. Real quick, I needed to respond to a lot of misconceptions and aspects of my show that was misconstrued and taken way out of context. I feel I have to go a bit deeper into technical terms this time, and I'm sorry if it hurts the ears, but I promise I won't get into too much of it so that you don't understand, because the main point of my last podcast was to put it all into layman's terms for my audience. And regardless of any kind of issue you may have with me, mnemonics, I'm not going to spend the better part of my podcast addressing a schoolyard fight, because I am doing this podcast to entertain. It's not to quench a thirst for battle or start a war with you. You do know what you're talking about, obviously, but again, I have to clarify a lot of things that were taken out of context. And while I do have a reason to question your motives, I do appreciate the unsung praise for using my platform and setup. It was a great touch with background music, because typically podcasts are all talk and occasional blurb, which I wanted to change. So thanks for acknowledging that. So, main topic. The Xbox 360 CPU, the PS3 CPU. Both have vector processors, you're right on that end. Both of them work off of the main Scalar processor, but what you didn't get was that I was talking about the SDK used to develop for the machines are quite different, in which the long-term developer for PS3 will actually use the vector processors in their programming and could direct contradiction to the latter. This is why the developers stress developing for the PS3 is quote-unquote more difficult. Today, the average computer at home probably uses as much data in a short video than the supercomputers in the 70s. The vector processing elements, they run basically beside the Scalar CPU, the main Scalar CPU, and the data, it's fed data from programs that know it's there. This is where the PS3 differentiates. It works off of the Vector SDK, in which case programmers are compelled to write in a language that is suitable for one Scalar processor and 8 vector processors, one for redundancy, usually in server setups, and one for OS overhead. The PS3 uses an SDK in which the instructions are more parallel to each other, rather than in sequence, much like how the PC and Xbox 360 SDK works. Vector processors work best where there is a huge amount of data to be crunched in parallel, and this is how the cell was designed. If both machines were totally alike, we wouldn't have this conception of how the PS3 is more difficult to program. If you program and design a game using the same SDK as Xbox 360, you get Grand Theft Auto 4, you get Oblivion, you get Prototype, you get a glitchy and buggy game. This is why most developers are compelled to lead on the PS3. If it works on the PS3, it has to work on the Xbox 360. Because they do share the same architecture, but programming for them is quite different because you have to make up for the RSX. Now, let me get into that. The Xbox 360 GPU is more powerful than the PS3's GPU when it's put side to side, when it's put side by side with, you know, looking at shader operations, calculations, flops, whatever kind of terms you want to throw out there from the spec sheet, we'll use polygons. But this is only because the RSX was not designed for general use purposes. It was designed to work in direct correlation with the cell, and that is where it shines the most. The cell is able to render 1080p images at 60 frames per second on its own. The only reason RSX is there is exactly for the shaders and the polygons and whatnot, to make the game actually look a lot better than it would be if it was just cell. But cell is there to lighten the load, it's there to work together with RSX, and that's where the power shines the most. So, quick overview. The 360 GPU, more powerful than the PS3's GPU. But the PS3's GPU plus the cell equals more overall power in the package. So I'd like to go into a quote by Kaz Hirai. He's not a technical guy. He's president and CEO of SCE Global. The only reason I'm using this quote is because it's interesting. I mean, so here goes, quote, "We don't provide the easy-to-program for console that developers want, because easy-to-program for means that anybody will be able to take advantage of pretty much what the hardware can do. So then the question is, what do you do for the rest of the 9.5 years? End quote. And that's really all you guys need to know, and that's all I'm going to go into. Can't stress enough that my audience cares more about games, news, and inside banter than technical spec sheets, fact sheets, and number games. That's all the time I'm going to take out of my podcast to address this issue. The purpose of my podcast is to inform, it's to entertain, and it's not to humor schoolyard fights. Right, Smeagol?
That is very correct, yes.
Alright, I'm out of here, guys. Thanks for listening, and special shout out to Numenix. Right. I hear